This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tiger Tyagarajan. How are you, Tiger?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you.
And Tiger is the CEO of Genpact. Now, this is a fairly large company, about 87,000 employees. Yep. Was a spin-off from GE, but you're doing really exciting stuff in AI specifically, and I know our CEOs listening in want to hear about that. So talk about what Genpact Business is.
So, Robert, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. Really excited to be here. We are a professional services company that provides end-to-end business services for global 1,000 companies. We grew up with GE, and then in 2005 we spun off into an independent company to serve a number of other clients across the globe, across a range of industries. So when it comes to, for example, a CFO, and all the work that a typical CFO would do in a company, managing accounts payable, managing accounts receivable, closing the books at the end of a quarter, all of that would be a set of services that we would provide to the company under a long-term managed services contract with that company. I'll give you another example. If you take a financial services company, a bank, and let's say they are lending to small businesses across the U.S., as the applications for a $500,000 lease or a loan comes in, managing the application, underwriting it against the policies that the bank would have, and then helping the bank take a decision, should they actually lend or not, or what more information is needed. Then booking the transaction, making sure that the transaction gets funded. Obviously, we wouldn't fund it. The bank would fund it. And then managing that portfolio of that small business portfolio, whether it is a customer service call or it is a collection call or it is remarketing of the assets that come back after a lease and making sure the pricing is right, the analytics around that, all of that we would do. So I just give you two examples.
There you go. So talk about what's different about your approach to BPO than anyone else's.
Robert, it starts with the way we grew up with GE. I'm a big believer that heritage and DNA makes a big difference about who you are and how you approach problems and solve problems. So when we grew up with GE, we had two distinct capabilities that we built. One was we became really deep in the industries that we served GE in. And because GE has always been a range of businesses, even more so those days than today, we built real depth in financial services, in small business lending, for example, with the work that we did with GE Capital at that time. And we built pretty significant depth in dealing with large manufacturing companies, for example, a GE Aircraft Engines, who make large equipment and then service that equipment over 20, 30 years. And all the parts and the warranties and the repairs and all the information flow around that. So industry depth became a big strength for us, and it still is a big strength. And the second is, we were very fortunate to be born with GE when Jack Welch drove Lean and Six Sigma pretty deep into the company. And we became one of the poster childs of Six Sigma and Lean, and using that to drive waste out, to drive rework out, to drive cycle time down. I personally and the whole company are big believers that cycle time reduction is a big task that sits in front of many businesses. The faster you can do something, the more you can satisfy your customers, the more you can win in the marketplace. So we have used Lean and Six Sigma, and it's very deep in our company in the way we run processes.
So that's interesting. You have two core differentiators. One is the depth of the businesses, but two, using Six Sigma and Lean.
Perfect.
So when you talk about rapidly reducing cycle time, give me an example. Is it let's say, for example, I know you're working with Walmart or someone, right?
Yep.
I know that is
yep.
a big client of yours, correct?
Yep.
So have you done anything with them in cycle time? I know you work a lot with MGM also. with Heineken.
So I'll take Walmart. It's early days with Walmart as a relationship. Mm-hmm. We announced the relationship with Walmart only in the fourth quarter of last year, so it's early days. But typically, what we do for Walmart is finance and accounting, and we do that out of their Bentonville Center, which is basically at the heart of the retail and consumer goods and grocery ecosystem of the U.S. And the work we do for them is in the finance and accounting area, managing transactions where their supplier has bills to be paid. Now, think about a supplier of Walmart sending a bill in for goods they've delivered to Walmart. The supplier really wants the bill to be paid fast. Walmart wants to make sure that the bill is accurate, is correct, and all the goods that relate to that has been received and is in good condition before they pay. So there is a desire for Walmart to be defect-free in everything they do. There's a desire for the supplier to get their payment as fast as possible. And of course, they have payment terms between any supplier and any receiver of the goods or services. So in this case, between the supplier to Walmart and Walmart. Our job sitting in the middle is, how do you process that transaction without a mistake and you do it the first time right? Guess what happens in the world of payables, irrespective of who the client is? Suppliers send bills that sometimes are different from the way it should be. Suppliers send bills that actually sometimes doesn't match the goods that have been received. The goods were not received in all perfect condition. The person receiving the goods said, I don't think I specifically ordered this in so much quantity. Mistakes are made because these are millions and millions of transactions. The faster you can catch the mistake, the faster you can do a root cause analysis and then make sure that the end-to-end process works well, everyone is thrilled. Because you take waste out of the process, you take cycle time out of the process. If you do that well, the supplier is thrilled, Walmart is thrilled, you can actually reduce working capital, you can actually make goods available for customers of Walmart faster and better, so you don't have empty shelves. I mean, everyone is thrilled with that.
Everyone wins, and I see where the GE heritage changes your whole perspective on everything, because you don't hear anyone else talking about Six Sigma except with GE. We're all about, hey, we're going to get it right, and then someone like a Walmart wants that. So let's look though at AI and what AI is doing to change this whole model, because that's really core to what Genpak's doing now.
Yeah. So I would start by saying that over our 14-year journey, in the first 9 or 10 years, it's all been about driving process excellence using Lean and Six Sigma and understanding the context of the business, because that's the other thing we never lost. Hold on to the understanding the business depth and context. About 5 years back, our conclusion was that the world of digital is real, and the world of digital can, along with Lean and Six Sigma, really change the way work gets done across the world, across any kind of work. So we started our journey around what we now call Lean Digital, which is how do you bring in digital technologies in order to once again change the way work gets done. But within the company and with our clients, we use the terminology Lean Digital. Our perspective is that if you really want to leverage new technologies such as AI, you must first lean the process out. You must first use Six Sigma.
So you first do that. What happens if you don't do that first?
Well, it's garbage in, garbage out.
There
so
you go.
If you have a really bad process that runs in a very non-standard way,
and then they're just going to be faster and it's going to be worse.
That's right, Robert. I mean, automating a bad process is actually better than not automating it, because at least you know where the problem is if it's not automated. If you have a bad process, it spits out garbage, but it's all automated. It's a black box. Going and fixing it is almost impossible, so it's better not to automate it. So our theory is, first lean and standardize it, remove all the waste, use Six Sigma, then bring in digital technologies. And that's where AI plays an amazing role, because obviously AI, the ability of AI to say, this is the way a human being takes a decision and an exception is processed. I've learned it. The machine learns it and says, I can now take that easier decision and simpler decision. So our perspective on AI is first Lean and Six Sigma, process standardization, then bring in AI and machine learning and other digital technologies. And that will drive further cycle time improvement, almost making it real time. But more importantly, I think it does two other things, which I think sometimes is missed. It actually allows the human to actually become cleverer in the work they do. So our perspective is AI and digital doesn't remove humans. It actually augments humans. We actually don't like the word artificial intelligence. We prefer the word augmented intelligence.
Yeah, I remember Ginni Rometty first time told that's I think, the future.
Yeah, it is. It is our view perspective as well. And the second is, you then can actually have the human being use judgment to actually improve customer service. A machine doesn't provide customer service. Improve empathy. A machine has no empathy. So the combination of that degree of specificity that an AI brings and machine specificity and intelligence combined with human empathy is where real value is.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about AI and are there the bad parts or should people be really excited about it? Back in a few.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're back with Tiger. And Tiger, let's talk about AI. And you're talking about the great things it does. It creates augmented intelligence. Doesn't it take away a ton of jobs? What are the negative sides of AI, or are those things we should not really be worried about because the positives significantly outweigh the negatives?
Yeah,
what's your take?
Robert, it's a great question, and I'll step back a little bit and say, across human history, irrespective of which technology one is talking about, the steam engine or the computer, semiconductors, and on, every technology, nuclear technology, has always come with its goods and bads. The ability to leverage technology to do good to humankind, to do good to individuals, to good to society, and create value has always been the path that humankind has taken. Having said that, every technology has had bad actors. That technology in the hands of bad actors can be really bad. Even today, we grapple with nuclear, which has so much potential and yet can be so bad. I would say AI is the same. AI has the real potential of doing so many things that are really good. I just explained in the microcosm of if we can find a way to take a credit decision of a small business that wants $100,000 to buy a little equipment so that they can run their coffee shop with better outcomes, and they can serve more customers, then that small business will do more business. And this economy, the U.S. economy, is built on those small businesses. If you can actually get cycle time on those things down because a machine is helping the underwriter, then that's going to be good for the economy. Having said that, does that mean that people today who are involved in that decision making no longer are needed? The answer is they have to do more value-added work. If 100 people are doing that today, will 100 people be needed in the future? May not be. You might need 70 people. But I would argue humankind has found every time a technology comes in, it actually expands the pie. The amount of work that needs to be done actually increases. I just take the example of photography as a great example. We all used to take photographs using a camera and with chemistry-based Kodak films or Fuji films. We all used to take a certain number of photographs in a year. When photography changed to digital because of semiconductors...
Now we take 50 times as many photos. I have 8,500 I take a year.
That's exactly right, Robert. It's crazy. And the number of people involved in photography has multiplied 1,000 times. You now use photography for things that people could never imagine. There are drones that fly around, take photographs, and decide what repair is needed on the top of a rooftop after a hailstorm within minutes after the hailstorm is done.
So you are one who sees these amazing futures, and I think most people do also. And like anything, you're right, everyone's scared of the future. You have, though, over 80,000 employees. Now, you are known for being highly innovative. You have the business expertise and lean expertise. How do you build that culture of innovation at Genpact?
So you picked the one word, Robert, that I think is at the core of all that's happening in the world today: culture. It's so important as we undergo this transition using technologies such as AI, but many other technologies, of leveraging the good and finding a path to the good while work is going to get disrupted. So let me not make the problem smaller than it is. It is actually a pretty significant problem, which is a bunch of people who are doing work today will have to do new work, which means they have to be retrained. They have to be reskilled. They cannot say that I won't be impacted by this, the next generation will be. No. People in this generation are going to get impacted. So that means you've got to be curious, you've got to be hungry to learn, and that's a culture that we think is incredibly important. When we work with our clients, we find two kinds of clients. Clients that actually embrace change rapidly. clients that want change, knowing fully well that change is fearful, that change means that they have to learn. And there are other clients who feel like it's a deer in the headlights syndrome. And at the core of that is a culture of learning. It's a culture of curiosity. So one of the words that we grapple with a lot and we try and drive into our teams is curiosity. Are you really curious? At the age of 50, how do you wake up in the morning and say, I don't know so many things in the world and my job is to learn? That's curiosity. We try and drive that in the company hard.
When you interview senior executives, how do you find someone who has curiosity?
Oh, it's such a great question, because we talk about it a lot inside the company. So when someone comes up with, hey, I have this problem, Tiger, what do I do with it? My answer cannot be, here's the answer. My answer has to be, let me understand your problem. So the more questions I ask, it means that I'm curious. So when I hear someone say, we'd made this mistake, I cannot say how stupid you were that you made that mistake. I have to get into, why did you make that mistake? Why did you think what you were doing was right? There has to be a reason. So we actually talk a lot in the company of keep asking why. Because the chances are you'll get to. And think about our DNA. It's Six Sigma. In Six Sigma, one
Perfect.
Of the root cause analysis is at
right.
the core, right? So we think the marriage of curiosity, learning, and building that culture with Six Sigma at the core of it allows us to keep asking questions. So in an interview, I love people when they ask me more questions than I ask them. Because then it tells me that they're actually curious. The other way to test that is when we start talking about some of the achievements they've had, do they talk about their achievements, or do they talk about how they actually had the whole team participate in coming up with an answer? The world of today is not about an individual. The world of today is about five people who all think, by the way, differently. They all could have very different perspectives.
And you're one, I know, all about diversity.
That's a huge
advantage.
Yeah, that word is
business.
Again very important. Correct. Because you really can't get diverse views at the table unless you allow that diversity. First of all, walk into the room, which means it must be part of your team. But even that is not good enough. You've got to be able to allow that diversity to play. Which means I could differ in an opinion from you radically, but if you don't allow me to talk, and when I talk, if you don't listen, if I disagree with you, your next reaction cannot be, I disagree with you. It has to be, but Tiger, why do you think that way? Because I think differently. So there must be a reason why the two of us think opposite of each other. And there has to be a truth that we have to get to.
Can you codify your leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy actually is about being driven. First of all, it's driven. It's passionate. You got to love what you do, and you got to do what you love. It's not my words. It's Steve Jobs. I think it's really incredibly important. You got to enjoy what you do. You got to have fun, and it's got to be in a team environment. And then you got to constantly challenge each other with questions. Restlessness is at the core. The glass is never full. It's always half empty, but it is half full. So enjoy the fact that it's half full, but it's half empty. If someone convinces you it's full, find a bigger glass, pour the water into it, and now it's half full.
If any CEOs are listening in and they want to learn more about you, what is the website?
My Twitter handle is one place to go to, at Thyagarajan. I think on LinkedIn you'll find me. So I read a lot.
You're like Madonna, you know. You could just say Tiger, and there you are.
You might find other tigers who might pop up more than me.
Yeah.
I don't play golf.
You're not a golf player.
No.
There you are. But so everyone listening in, think about a couple of things here. Number one, that if you link in expertise and you take the lean out before you put the technology in, you're going to have that much better result. Number two, be curious. Build a culture of curiosity and keep asking why deeper and deeper and deeper. Tiger, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Wonderful to have you here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with A.L. Lifshitz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And A.L. is the founder and CEO of Bluevine. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of you small business people out there, listen to this. This is a new model that works on creating funding for small businesses where they can't get access. So first, give a snapshot exactly what you are, what Bluevine does.
Sure. Bluevine provides working capital financing to small businesses online. We have two products today, invoice factoring, which we provide online, where we fund against outstanding invoices, and a business line of credit, which is a revolving form of a credit line. And we're introducing a third product very soon. We are looking to deliver the right product at the right time. And so for us, it's important to have a breadth of products. And then our products themselves are very online, seamless, easy to use, flexible. And we're delivering access to capital to businesses that either are not getting capital from a bank or not getting enough capital from a bank or not getting the right capital that they need.
So when you started in 2013, mm-hmm. you were in venture capital at the time. What gave you the idea to do this? Because it's a different model than anyone I know is really doing in the fintech world.
Sure. So for me, two things came together. First, very passionate about small businesses. Always have been. My dad was a small business owner until he retired. He had a physical therapy clinic here in New York for over 25 years on the Upper East Side. And then his father was also a small business owner, had a business for over 40 years. So have always been familiar with small businesses, have grown up with small business, you know, in my family, and have seen them being very successful, but also seeing their challenges. And financing is one of those challenges. That's kind of one thing that was always in my mind. And then the second thing was online financing to me is a theme that I really believe in. It's one of those products, financing, that was born to be online. There is no single person that will tell you they prefer to go to a physical location and fill out a lot of paperwork instead of going online, clicking a few buttons, and getting financing.
Let's stop at that point. So you're saying that people, you know for a fact that people actually want to do the financing online. They're much more interested.
Yes. I mean, we hear it from our customers today. It's an easier process. It's more seamless.
How long does it take usually to apply for something?
To apply, less than 5 minutes. If you have all the information with you, it takes less than 5 minutes. And then we are able to give financing and giving an offer within a couple of minutes. So really fast.
Okay. So and now you have like $1.5 billion capital, so you could do a lot. But in the beginning, how did a guy like you start? Because you didn't have the financing yourself. There was not a Bluevine around.
Yeah. Well, we raised capital from venture investors that they believed in the story and they believed in the vision of what we're looking to build. So we did raise capital.
What did you, when you went to the venture capitals, what did you say that they said, this is different? Because you're doing something different than anyone I know is doing.
Yep.
What was your story? Because we have a lot of people here who may want to raise funds. Tell me what your story was to them.
Sure. Our first product was invoice factoring. Mm-hmm. And we didn't invent invoice factoring, but our idea was to transition that product to being an online one. Invoice factoring is a product. It's a form of commercial financing where businesses can finance their receivables. If you're a business and you have outstanding invoices, you're waiting to get paid. One of the ways to access the capital is working with a third party called a factoring company, where they will give you an advance on those invoices, and then they will get paid by the third party, by your customer, and you will get the money ahead of time. You will get advances on those invoices. We did invent this model, the broad invoice factoring mm-hmm. model. It's been around for, you know, I think it was invented 4,000 years ago in ancient Mesopotamia. It's been in the U.S. since the early 1900s, started in actually here in New York in the garment district. But it's an offline model. It's one where you can't interact online. It is very paper-based, very intensive in terms of onboarding, in terms of applications, in terms of processing. It takes a long time. And so the idea for us was, well, this model makes a lot of sense. It's very valuable to small businesses. There is about $100 billion of invoices financed every year through this sort of, you know, model. But it was done in this very old-fashioned way, and we were looking to make this online more easier for the small business owner, but also a lot more technology driven by the back end and a lot more scalable. The way it existed, there were hundreds of factoring firms in the U.S. It was very hard for them to scale given this manual process. So for us, the idea was, how do we make this online, which is a better service to the small business owner, but also more scalable? And that was the pitch to the VCs. Large market, ability to innovate through technology, and they believed in the vision.
So that's great. So then you started, and now, what does the name Blue Vine mean?
So, you know, sometimes the story here isn't, there isn't a huge meaning to Blue Vine per se. The background here, I wanted to find a name that is associated with growth. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily something that is money related. So I liked names of flowers or plants because they symbolize growth, and vine is a growing plant, right? Because when we're looking to communicate to our customers.
So it's sort of like a mixture of blue ocean and vine. Is
well,
it or?
The blue part is, I'd say, is more random. You know, we like the color blue.
You're wearing a blue sweater today,
even though
this is radio?
Yes, I like blue. And then I think that's a more random part. But we learned that Blue Vine is actually, it's a name for, it's a short name for blue trumpet vine. It's a kind of where in India, if you look at a vine that has blue trumpets growing it, it looks like the vine is blue. So it's kind of a name for that. And I liked it. I liked the name, and I liked what it symbolizes, which is growth, and that is kind of the message that we're looking to deliver to our customers.
So you've had significant growth. Talk about how you grew from the startup, the original idea. You got some funding to when you first started just your first factoring, but then you had your new twist, which was doing that online, to what made your growth happen so quickly that you're one of the industry leaders now.
It did happen quite fast, but it happened step by step. In the beginning, we introduced our product, our factoring product. And kind of as a side note, our product back then is not what we have now. It's considerably evolved. You learn a lot by working with your customers, what they need, how your product really fits into their work streams. So we started then. It was 2014 when we initially launched. We had really good reception from customers right out of the gate. What we're delivering was really innovative, and we were getting adoption. Initially, we were advertising online mostly, and people came to the door, even though we didn't have any brand name or people have not heard about us before, but the product itself and the service was a lot better than anything out there that existed in that market, then we immediately got adoption and we started growing. And so that was the initial story. We grew. We raised more capital because the way you raise venture capital, it doesn't happen all at once. You start with an idea, you prove the model, then you grow, then you raise more capital to start fueling the growth, and that's what happened for us. And then along the way, we realized that the story and the opportunity is actually much greater than that. And we learned that from our customers because in the beginning, we really thought about how to innovate on factoring, how to make factoring online. That was the initial story, as we said.
And no one had ever really done that before.
No. But in the journey, we learned that what small businesses need is actually a broader set of solutions. Because while factoring online is a great...
It's good. It's just one thing.
Just
there's what do you do when you don't have credit. And I remember in our company, in the early days, banks have no interest. And, you know, no one does.
Right.
And sometimes you have a big invoice, and that's helpful.
Yep.
There's a lot of other issues.
Exactly.
So talk about what those other issues are.
Well, factoring is really...
And probably everyone listening in on the radio, they're saying, oh, I'm dealing with that right now.
Right. Well, factoring is a really good product to advance funds against invoices, and it works particularly well in a couple of circumstances. One, where you have larger customers, and the reason is larger customers take longer time to pay, but also the factoring company who is advancing the funds, like us, are really making a decision on credit, not against the small business, but against the payer. Right, and so one of the benefits of factoring...
That's a huge point. So you really have mitigated your risk because you're betting against the payer, who are usually the bigger companies.
Yes.
Smart,
right.
Very smart.
So the benefit, and then the benefit that translates to the small business owner, they're able to access more capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was a financing company underwriting them, then it would be more cautious. But here, you are underwriting against the payer, who is a large company. You're able to extend more funds.
Mm-hmm.
So factoring is a really good product for scalable finance. If you are growing and you have orders from larger companies, invoices from larger companies,
are there rules of thumb as how much you'll pay for it? How much someone will pay for it?
I mean, I think it varies depending on the industry, but we typically advance between 85 to 90%, and then we give you the remainder minus our fee when we get paid by the customer on the invoice. But we can extend quite large lines. We can go up to $5 million in credit lines because, again, we're taking risk on the payers, not on the small business.
That's great advice. I remember Meg Whitman once told me the key when she grew eBay was not to have a lot of priorities, just three maximum. We'll be back in a few.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with A.L. Lifshitz, who is the founder and CEO of Bluevine. And again, your website is?
Bluevine.com.
There you go. That's for any of you looking to get more access to money. So we've actually seen a lot of economic volatility going on, and you're working with, you've over 10,000 small business clients. What are you telling them? What are you advising them in this type of environment?
We've written a lot of content about this. I'm going to repeat some of the things we say to our customers. One is plan, right? And by meaning plan, it's plan for both growth, but also plan for a change in the economic environment. Okay? If you are, we are seeing some volatility, and it makes sense to be prudent around the future. And so that means when you think about investments, when you think about hiring, when you think about commitment, and then when you think about redundancy, and I can get into all of these, you should take into account that the economy may change and not only plan for good times. And so some of these things are, if you are looking to make an investment or a commitment, then you want to make sure that you're not overextending. For example, if you're looking on to take a really long term or taking on a new office, you may not want to commit yourself to a really long term lease with, you know, very high monthly rent, which you may not be able to make if, you know, there's a little bit of a hiccup in the economy. So that's one example. If you are dependent on suppliers for sourcing your inventory, you want to make sure that you have diversity in your supplier base, because, you know, in tough economic times, maybe some of your suppliers may have a tough time, maybe some of them may go out of business. So you want to make sure that you have redundancy. So those are some examples of things that we talk about, but broadly it is plan. Mm-hmm. Just me.
Go more. Tell more, because this is great for people to hear. What else should they think about?
When you are investing as well, I mean, it's sort of along the lines of commitment, right? In hiring people, again, you are looking to make sure that you are not just kind of taking the most rosy scenario, that you're also taking into account a situation where things are going to be sort of in the middle as well, right? And so it's a little bit about pacing yourself. I mean, I think that's kind of the message, making sure that you're pacing yourself and you're taking margin. And then finally, around credit, which is our business, right? Times are good right now. So getting credit when times are good is important. Especially when it's like a line of credit, which is availability, rather than you needing to use the money right now, it could be good to have that for when you need it, rather than looking to get it only when times are tough. And then the second piece is establishing credit and credit history. Okay? When times are good and you're able to access credit, demonstrating responsible repayment behavior will come really in handy when times are tougher, because when times are tougher, access to capital becomes more difficult. And then it's not that no business can get capital, but it's the ones that are more creditworthy, the ones that have demonstrated previous history. So I would encourage folks that even if they don't have need for financing, getting that line of credit and having that, you know, ready for if times change. But this product is cannot do everything for everybody. There are use cases where it doesn't solve as well. For example, what if you don't have large payers? What if you don't have outstanding invoices? What if you need longer repayment time? What if you need more flexible form of financing? We learned that because we were hearing from our customers that they have additional demands. And so we introduced our second product, a business line of credit, which is a more flexible form of capital. It's not against invoices. It's just a line.
But that is against the company. So now you have to do credit worthy.
Yes, we do.
And what would you look for in credit worthiness?
We look for two things. One, we look for...
I know a lot of insurance companies, what the CEOs have told me, they just want to see someone who doesn't have any accidents driving, and that's an indicator that they're actually going to be a good risk.
Well, we look at two things. We look at sort of willingness to repay, which is demonstrated by previous history of, of repayments, what you've paid to your other obligations. And we look at your ability to repay. So we want to look to make sure that you have enough cash flow to be able to make repayments. And then in that context, we also look to see how much debt you're already carrying. If you already have a loan, if you have two loans, we want to make sure that you're not taking too much and you're getting too close to the edge. So those are examples.
And what is the percentages to know you're too close to the edge?
I don't remember the exact ratios. We look at how much debt you're carrying relative to your net income. I'd say as a rule of thumb, we could probably extend around 20% of your monthly revenue. That's kind of a rule of thumb for repayment over 6 months. So let's say you are, you know, your net income margins are around 20%, then that's the amount that you would be able to repay.
When you see a business, what is it you look for most that you say they are going to have potential? And you've got 30 seconds on this.
I mean, I'd say that focus is really important when you're running a small business. As an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, you're basically doing everything. And I think you have to do everything. You don't have as many resources. And so the important thing is to be really focused and prioritize the things that are really important, rather than kind of being drawn in different directions and being able to say no to opportunities and being focused on the opportunities that matter most. I think that's really important.
Good advice. So let's talk about the idea of innovation. What is it you're proudest of that you innovated, that you're saying, we did this and no one else did this in business?
One, we take products that are very hard to do online. It's not that they haven't existed, they've been delivered offline through more traditional institutions like banks, but making them online product is significantly complex. Okay, and doing that requires significant technology. And I'm referring to that to our invoice factoring product and to our line of credit product. These are products that, to delivering them online, requires significant technology infrastructure, significant risk technology and sciences, and then also product innovation. To deliver them, and this will sound interesting, to deliver them in a simple way, to deliver products that are complicated in a simple way,
so
requires a lot of thought.
That's the secret sauce of your business, then.
Part of it, yes.
Is finding things that are secret, that are complex, and delivering them simply.
Yes.
What is the size business, dollar-wise, that is a sweet spot for you?
We are less focused on, I'd say, home businesses or hobby businesses. We typically work with businesses that are generating between $250,000 of revenue to $3 million. That would be 80% of the small businesses we serve. It's not the side business that somebody is doing $30,000 a year. It's not the business that is generating $50 million in revenue a year. That is our sweet spot. The majority of our customers, they do have employees. So, you know, call it between 2 to 3 employees to 20. That is the sweet spot. We have some that are sole proprietors as well, but I wouldn't call that the majority of our base. And so this is what we target.
And let's talk now. What is the future of Bluevine? And you've about a little over a minute left.
Sure. We talked about adding a third product, although we haven't disclosed what that product is. Broadly, and this aligns with the broader theme in the industry, we are looking to deliver more credit products, but not just credit products. We will deliver other financial products as well, as we see the future here in delivering more and more and answering more and more of the needs of our customers and making sure that they have everything they need under one place. So that is our future.
AL, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.